السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الجمعة he praises himself, describing himself as the one that sent up amongst the ummiyin. He sent within those who didn't have knowledge. Al-ummi is the one that's mansub ila ummihi. Ma zala kama waladathu ummu. The one who is still like when they were born to their mother. Meaning that they didn't learn and weren't educated. Right? And usually it's used to refer to people that don't read or write. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the nation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to as ummiyin. Even though there was amongst them those that read and write, but generally they were an uneducated ummah. The Arabs before Islam, they had many praiseworthy aspects to them. Certain things in their character, in their truthfulness, their wafa, the way that they would always fulfill their oaths, these types of things. But one thing that they didn't have was education. They were not a learned people in the traditional sense. So Allah says that He sent amongst these people that weren't educated a prophet from amongst them to recite to them His ayat and to purify them and to teach them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, to teach them the book وَالْحِكْمَةِ, the wisdom. And of course, the height of wisdom is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before that, they were in clear misguidance. The times before Islam, we call them al-jahiliyyah. From al-jahl, from ignorance, from not knowing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent to a people who don't know, so that he can teach them and educate them and teach them that what they're in need of knowing, so that they can be prepared to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says again about Himself that He's the one who sends down clear signs on His slave to bring you out from darkness into light. To bring people out of the darkness of al-jahiliyyah. To bring people out of the darkness of not knowing the truth or not acting upon the truth, and bring them to the light of ilm, of knowledge, and iman. Because knowledge is the basis of iman. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah says, no. He doesn't just say, just believe, but know this to be the fact. Have iman that's based on knowledge and understanding. And this is the message or the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To be that educator for his people, that takes them out of the age of ignorance into the enlightenment of Islam, the age of ilm and hikmah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of all educators. It's narrated from one of the companions, from Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami. He said, ما رأيت معلما قبله ولا بعده أحسن تعليما منه صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I never saw any teacher before him or after him that was a better teacher than him. Because this is the primary role that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent to play, to educate the people. Of course, he's also a leader, he's also a judge, he's also a father, he's also a husband, all of these different roles he plays in his life. But the primary role is to be that mu'allim, that teacher for this ummah. And it's narrated in the hadith in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْعَثْنِي مُعَنِّتًا وَلَا مُتَعَنِّتًا. He said, Allah didn't send me, He didn't send me as someone to make things difficult from people or to be harsh with people. وَلَكِنْ بَعَثَنِي مُعَلِّمًا وَمُيَسِّرًا. But rather Allah sent me as a teacher, as an educator, and one to make things easy for people. Right? And you look in this wording, there's a deep wisdom that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't sent just to by force people to do things that they don't want to do. Rather, he was sent to teach them so that they can know what they're supposed to do. And then them from themselves can make the right choices and easily do the thing that's correct, because now they're doing it based on knowledge. And if you look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used many different ways to educate the people. They have whole books written just about the methods of education used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for example, one of the primary means of education used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was demonstration, to show the people what was right, to demonstrate for the people the right thing to do. And that's why for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah is not just what he said or told us to do. The sunnah is taken from anything. It can be a qawl, it can be something he said, or it can be a fi'l. It can just be a narration of something he did, even though he didn't tell anybody else to do it. It's known that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, then at the very least, it's something that's mubah, something that's allowed to do. And in many cases, it's shown to be something that is in and of itself sunnah and recommended to do. And this is important because many people who try to teach those around them, their words say one thing, but their actions say something else. But a real educator, a real mu'allim, a real murabbi, he teaches with his actions before he ever opens his mouth to tell anybody anything. And that's why the ulama generally always gave much importance to taking knowledge not directly from the books, but directly from the mashayikh. To learn directly from the sheikh. Not necessarily because you can't understand the book yourself, but because there's another side that you need to be exposed to. Not just reading the knowledge on the page, but to see it being practiced in life in front of you. To see it come to life in the personality of the teachers that you're exposed to. And so I believe it was Imam Malik that said, for so many years before he ever took any knowledge from the mashayikh, he took from them al-adab. He used to go sit with them just to learn from their behavior. What's the good way to behave with people and how to present yourself in public before he even started trying to learn from them the knowledge that's transferred in the written word or in the spoken word. So this is a characteristic that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplified. That as a teacher and an educator, every action that he did was a positive influence on those who are around him. Another beautiful technique used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he would answer questions according to who's asking the question. And that's why when you look in the books of ahadith, you'll find many hadith that start with somebody coming and asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ayyul a'mali afdal?" They'll come and ask him, "What's the best action?" And for one person he'll say, "As-salah." For another person he'll say, "Al-jihad." For another person he'll say, "Birrul walidain." He gives the answer that's needed by the person who's asking the question. What's the best action for that person to focus more on? Because when somebody says, what's the best action, they're wanting to know what's the thing that they should focus on. And so it might differ from person to person what thing they themselves need to focus on. So this shows it well that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew who he was talking to. Right before he could teach the people, he had to know them. Rasulan minhum. That's why he was from amongst them. Because he knows the people. He knows their ahwal. He knows their situations. So he knows what are the answers that they need to their questions. Another technique that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use is that he wouldn't just give a speech to the people, but he would engage them. He would get them thinking. And he would ask them questions. And so instead of just coming out and giving them an answer straight up, he will give them something to think about and tell them, discuss amongst yourselves and see what conclusion you come to. And then, after they've discussed it, then he'll tell the point that he wants to make. So in one hadith, it's narrated by Ibn Umar, that the Prophet ﷺ once was sitting with a group of the companions, and he told them that there's a tree. It's a green tree whose leaves never fall, and its barakah is like the barakah of the believer. It gives its fruits in every heen, at every time. What is this tree? And then he asked the people to discuss amongst themselves. So he's telling them, there's a certain tree that in its barakah is similar to the way that the believer should be. So try to think, what tree resembles the way that the believer should be? And Ibn Umar, he says that the people were discussing and everybody was giving different answers. And he said, وَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِي أَنَّهَا النَّخْلِ. He said, I know that it's the date palm. He said, but I was shy to say anything because I was young amongst the older companions. Then, after the people discussed, the Prophet ﷺ told them, yes, it's the date palm. So then afterwards, Ibn Umar, he said to his father, Umar, he said, you know, I knew it was the date palm, but I was scared to say anything. And Umar, he said, I wish you would have said something. He said, if you would have spoken up, it would have been more beloved to me than anything, right? Because he wants to be proud that his son knows the answer to the question asked by the Prophet ﷺ. So this was his way, that he wants us to engage the people, discuss, think, reflect upon these meanings. And he would encourage people to ask questions. You know, some people when they teach, they'll say, okay, this is the way it is. And then somebody will say, I don't know, that doesn't seem right. Something seems wrong with what you're telling me, and then the person will get mad. Who are you to question what I'm saying? Just listen to me and take what I tell you and that's it. But the Prophet ﷺ wasn't like that. Even though what he's speaking with is wahi from Allah. But he wants to make sure that the people understand it correctly. So we have so many hadith, especially from Aisha radiallahu anha. The wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she always wanted to make sure that she understood what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying. So many different examples we have where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say something and then she would say, wait, that doesn't make sense. What about this? What about that? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would explain to her, no, it's not the way you think. It's this, 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 that, or the other. So we have instances where even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said something about the person who has his hisab discussed with him on the Day of Judgment will be destroyed. She said, but what about in the Book of Allah? It says, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. She said, wait a minute, that's contradicting something I read in the Quran. He didn't say, just listen and take what I tell you. He said, no, that's different. He says, that's just the ar. That's just when the deeds are being shown to the people, but that's not when they're being argued over or put to judgment. Right? So he wants to make sure that the people understand. And he encourages them to ask questions when there's an ishkal, when there's something that doesn't make sense to them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would explain the wisdoms behind the rulings to the people. The hikam, or the wisdoms behind the rulings of Allah, are not always known to us. And even if you don't know the wisdom of a ruling, you still have to follow it 100%. Right? So if you give the example, you know, why is pork haram? People will discuss, is it this reason, is it that reason? Whether you know the reason or not, it doesn't change the fact that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to say, well, I'm going to break this rule until I know the wisdom behind it. But to know the wisdoms gives people a deeper level of understanding and makes them more at ease with following the rulings from Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ used to use that to help build people's iman and their commitment to following the Sharia. One man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked for it to be allowed for him to make zina. Now this is a very dangerous question. You could imagine you might expect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to yell at a man and say, who do you think you are? What kind of question is this? But instead he told him, he said, don't you have a mother? He said, yes. He said, would you like me to make it allowed for someone to do that with her? What about your sister? Would you like me to make it allowed for somebody to do that with her? So just like you wouldn't like someone to do that with them, then you shouldn't want to be able to do that with somebody else's sister or somebody else's mother. So he explained the wisdom behind the ruling so that people will feel more at ease with following it. The Prophet ﷺ, sometimes he would say something that at first is shocking to the people. Something that doesn't seem right. But there has a hidden meaning inside of it that he's trying to convey to the people. So that they will wake up and think. So he'll say something like, "Unsur akhaka zaliman aw madhluma." Help your brother, whether he's wrong has been done to him, or if he's the one doing wrong, help him. So the people say, wait, I understand, help my brother if they're being wrong, but we help the person who's doing wrong? That doesn't make sense. So then he explains to them, no. You help them by making them stop doing their dhulm. You stop them from doing wrong, and then that's the way you help them. So he purposely words the things in a way that doesn't make sense to the people, so they'll start thinking, and then when he explains the intended meaning, then they're more attentive and they're more awake. So you look in all of these areas at the care the Prophet ﷺ gave to educating the people around him. Why? Because that is the mission of the Prophet ﷺ, to teach the people. And that is the project of Islam. Allah describes himself as the one عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, that he taught the human being that which he didn't know. So all of revelation being sent from Allah is a project of educating the human being what he needs to know to live in this world in the best way. So anytime you want to have strong, vibrant Islam, you have to have good education. And you can see that one of the first things that the people who invaded the Muslim lands did when they wanted to take over from the Muslims, they said, we got to get in there and change the education system. And so they started wiping out the traditional education system in the Muslim countries. And oftentimes they made it look, they said, no, we're trying to rebuild them to make them more modern so you can become more advanced. But here we are 100 years later, and in many places we haven't even caught up to where we were before. More advanced, right? So the revival of the ummah is going to depend upon the revival of education amongst the ummah, right? Without this ta'aleem and giving care to teaching the people the way that the Prophet ﷺ did, then we won't be able to return to the strength that we've had in the past, because the heart of this religion is the ilm and the knowledge and the iman that's built upon that knowledge, and the knowledge comes from having strong education system. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to rebuild that for this ummah and to build a strong future for this ummah. And may He yukhrijuna min al-dhulumati ila al-nur. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfir Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور الجهل ظلمات والعلم نور والإسلام هو الطريق للخروج من الظلمات من ظلمات الجهل والضلال إلى نور العلم والإيمان الراسخ الذي لا بد أن يبنى على هذا العلم الصحيح. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث معلما لهذه الأمة، فهذا هو دوره الأول لهذه الأمة، أن يعلمنا، يعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. وإن أردت أن تعرف قدر الإسلام في مجتمعاتنا فانظر إلى مستوى التعليم في هذه المجتمعات. وكثيرا مما نلاحظه الآن في مجتمعاتنا من الانحطاط الأخلاقي ومن التخلف هو بسبب فقد هذا العنصر الأساسي في المجتمع المسلم، التعليم الصحيح والمعلمين المربين الربانيين. فعلينا خصوصا كجالية في دولة غير مسلمة أن نهتم بهذا الجانب بالغ الاهتمام. And lastly, I want to remind everybody, you know, in conjunction with this reflection on the importance of education and the role of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an educator, about a special event that we're holding tomorrow at 5 p.m. here in the masjid, a special annual dinner for the full-time Islamic school. Right? This is a project that's important for the future of this community, for the future of the ummah, and not just something that concerns the people who have children in the school, but something that is important for everybody that cares about the future of Muslims here and about the ummah in general. So I want to invite everyone to come out. There will be a dinner tomorrow. You can sign up. The link is outside on the screen. We start right after Maghrib. There will be updates about the school. There will be fundraising that take place. And also it's an opportunity for you, if you have any input that you want to give about the future of the school or the things that you would like to see, then this is your time to do that. I hope all of you will come out to enjoy and join us. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين. قوموا إلى الصلاة.